Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Gina Withoff, Bereavement Director with Hospice of Washington County. The holidays are here, and that can be a stressful but a happy time for a lot of folks, and it can be tough for those who are missing people. Hospice of Washington County has a grief support group. Can you share what's happening?
Certainly. With Hospice of Washington County, we like to add a little bit more support during the holidays for those who deem it is appropriate for them. And we offer a support group that runs on Monday afternoons. And that is just a place to come and talk about questions and concerns and share and listen to what others are going through at this point.
And is that for people who've lost somebody in the last year, or could be any point in their life?
We don't put a time frame on loss, so it can be a loss at any point in your life.
And how has it been going so far?
It's been going well. We did cancel last week due to the weather, but yes, it's going well.
And what are some of the things that you help facilitate in that session?
When I facilitate, I really like the participants to lead the group. I do have different topics that are directed towards holiday grieving and coping with your grief during the holidays, but really it is their group and we talk about what is important to them.
And if somebody's listening and they're struggling with something, is this a good outlet?
It can be a great outlet to be in touch with other people that are going through similar emotions that you are. Is it for everyone? Absolutely not. But if you're looking for different avenues, please, I would encourage you to give me a call, and we can discuss, you know, some of the things that would best fit you.
And are there appropriate ways or ways that you encourage people to remember those loved ones who aren't here anymore?
Absolutely. I always say include them. Include them in your traditions, whether it's an old tradition or a new tradition. Include them. Include them in the memory and the festivities of the now.
And one way that people can do that is with the memorial trees at the Washington Library. Can you explain those?
Yes. The memorial trees are at the Washington Public Library. We have done the memorial trees for probably over 10 years. And what we ask is that you donate an ornament in honor of your loved one. It can be whatever ornament that you choose. We have great ornaments on the tree. We have Harley Davidson ornaments. We have birds. We have baking. We have John Deere. You name it. It's probably on there somewhere.
So it's just how you associate with that person.
Yes. Yes. Usually they pick an ornament, whatever they liked. That's what the ornament that we get. We have almost 300 ornaments on our trees, and we are always looking to expand. But the only thing that we do ask is that you bring them to our office so we can catalog them in. And so we know who's on the tree, because we like to be able to just kind of know who is honoring on our trees.
And are those ornaments then kept and used next year?
Yes, we keep the ornaments, and then we put the ornaments on the trees year after year.
And what do you hear from the families who do this, who put an ornament on the tree?
You know, we hear a lot from the staff at the library. They are very gracious for us for allowing us to do that. But they tell us stories that people will come in, they'll see them looking outside the windows. They're in the two of the front windows that are expansive and beautiful, as well as come in and just kind of look over the tree and see and help them reminisce. Oh, I remember this person, or I knew this person. So we hear a lot of stories through the staff at the library.
And having those stories is healthy this time of year.
Oh, absolutely. I think anything that we can do to remember and honor our loved ones is a great tribute to them and their memory.
And can you remind us when that support group is?
Absolutely. It's Monday afternoons from 2 to 3:30. And I just ask that you give me a call and tell me that you would plan to attend, and we would love to have you.
And for people to attend, they wouldn't necessarily have had to have a loved one through the hospice program.
That is correct. That is correct. It's a loved one, whether you're a Hospice of Washington County family member or not.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Gina Withoff with Hospice of Washington County. She's the bereavement director, talking about grief support during the holidays. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.